Surprised they only went with 8 this year. A lot of times they'll do 9 or 10 in recent years. So a couple, you know, like A Quiet Place, some other movies didn't get in there because they only had 8. This year it's fascinating because the Globes, you remember, there were some upsets with Bohemian Rhapsody and then Green Book winning 2. But here's the 8. We have A Star Is Born, Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga. That was the perceived front runner for, you know, for most of award season, but has fallen off in recent weeks. It's really not winning anything, but it still has a shot. Black Panther was in there. It's the first Marvel superhero movie to get a Best Picture nomination. So I even think that could be a potential upset. Black Klansman is in there for Spike Lee. Ironically, it's his first directing nod in his entire career, you know, 30 some years. It's hard to believe it took that long, but he's in there for Best Picture. Bohemian Rhapsody, which won at the Golden Globes, is getting a little of that front runner backlash now, but that also just, I mean, it just won, so you can't count that out. Green Book, which I think has emerged as a bit of a favorite. It was my favorite of the year, as I've said on TOP a lot. It won Best Picture Comedy at the Globes, and more importantly, it just won at the Producers Guild, which I think has predicted it correctly 8 out of the last 10 years. So I think that's a really good indicator. Green Book set up nicely to win. We also have The Favorite, which tied with Roma for the most total nominations with 10. I don't really see that winning, but it has a lot of nominations and a lot of technical categories. Roma is Netflix's first Best Picture nominee. I think it should have happened last year with Mudbound, but it finally got in there. They do these limited releases in theaters just to qualify, but release it straight to Netflix. So it's a fascinating conversation. Spielberg thinks it shouldn't even be up for Oscars. It thinks it should be television, but I think it's the way that the industry is going. So Roma's in there, and then rounding it out is Vice, the Dick Cheney movie. I don't think that'll win, but they had a lot of nominations.
Take a look at the top acting categories, too.
Christian Bale for Vice. He won at the Globes on the drama side. Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody. He won at the Globes, so I think he's a bit of a front runner. Bradley Cooper, A Star Is Born, one of his, maybe his best performance yet. Viggo Mortensen, loved him in Green Book, and Willem Dafoe at Eternity's Gate. On the actress side, Glenn Close is up for The Wife. I actually called that back in August. I said she should finally win her long overdue Oscar. She won at the Globes. Then, of course, you can't count out Lady Gaga for A Star Is Born. Lots of buzz there, but hasn't won much, but I think she's still has a shot. Keep an eye at the SAG Awards. Olivia Colman is up for The Favorite. Melissa McCarthy is up for Can You Ever Forgive Me? And young first-time Mexico City actress Yalitza Aparicio, a young teenager we interviewed on TOP, is getting in here as well for Roma. As for snubs, just to close it out, I think A Quiet Place should have been there for Best Picture. Nothing for Emily Blunt for A Quiet Place or Mary Poppins Returns. That's a snub. I think Charlize Theron should have been for Tully. I think First Man, Damien Chazelle, Neil Armstrong's story, I think that might be the most underrated movie of the year now. In documentaries, I was surprised that Three Identical Strangers and the Mr. Rogers movie, Won't You Be My Neighbor, was not in there. That, to me, might be the biggest snub of the whole day, guys.